is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening, Bahamas. I hope that everybody is feeling absolutely wonderful today. It's another Tuesday and we are here on Kenny's Corner. I am your host, Mrs. Kendanique Delaveau. And this evening, as most Tuesdays, the weather has changed. It's a bit breezy outside. This is the Holy Week. This is the week Judas himself betrayed Jesus. So we must be very mindful of that. In terms of how we maneuver on these streets, in our thoughts and in our minds this week. Good evening, Bahamas. And beyond welcoming you to Kenny's Corner, your space for real conversation, meaningful dialogue, and transformative insight, I am your host. And tonight, we will step into a conversation really timely, but deeply necessary. We are talking about global fertility and women's health strategies. This is the last week of Women's Month. You know, we've had a plethora of women's activities this entire month, but do these women's events really mean anything? Do we actually come together? Do we support women? Or do we see them and say, oh, why wasn't it me? Or do we see them and secretly wish that it was us? Do we see them on Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, and we watch, but we don't click like? It's the slick things that, you know, we as women say that make you believe that we don't necessarily support each other. But tonight we're talking about global fertility and women's health strategies. This topic affects not just women, but families, communities, and the future of our society. Because let us be honest, too many women are navigating their health journey in silence, in confusion, and sometimes in fear. Too many are left to figure out their own identity, their own health, without the right information, access, or support systems. So tonight, maybe I just take a little dent into that and we try to change that philosophy. We want to shift from whispers to wisdom, from uncertainty to empowerment. We want to say to women, go and get your pap smear. Go and get the hysterectomy if it's needed. Go and get your mammogram. Joining me tonight is a phenomenal expert. She is an expert in her field. She's a woman who's committed to education, strategy, and the advocacy when it comes to women's health. Dr. Taz Stewart, women's health strategist. Tonight is not just about information. It's about equipping you with knowledge. You can ask, should I have a colonoscopy? Should I get the partial hysterectomy or the full hysterectomy? Should I take out my cuff? Should I leave the cuff in? Should I use birth control pills or should I get the shot? These are the types of questions that we need to ask as women. So whether you're a young woman trying to understand your body or a mother guiding your daughter or someone navigating fertility challenges, this conversation is for you. Stay with me tonight. Lean in. And most importantly, take notes, because your health is your power, and tonight we can reclaim it. Dr. Taz, good evening.
Good evening, Kenny. Oh, it is such a pleasure to be here with you this evening.
It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure, Taz.
Always a pleasure to be in your presence. Always, my sister.
It is Easter break. The child is on holiday. Mommy hustle does not stop, Dr. Todd.
Never stops, especially when I have two of my miracles home sick. with the flu and strep. Love one boy, but two boys.
Oh gosh.
But the journey continues and the work continues, and God gives us the strength we need to continue to press on. So
I'm telling you. Yes. I want to shout out to the very, very few women in my life, in my very, very small circle. I don't even know if I have a circle, probably have a dot. But shout out to you know who you are. Thank you for holding me accountable. I appreciate you. So yes. Dr. Taz, you know, we have a multitude of questions. I know that you're coming into town next month, which like tomorrow, because tomorrow is the 1st of April.
Tomorrow is the 1st of April. And, you know, I don't know if your audience is aware, but come the month of April, we're about to paint the town orange. We're about to paint the town orange because we're about to increase fertility and women's health issues. Okay. No longer are we putting this in the corner of our minds. We're bringing it front and center because we're talking about our entire community when it comes to women's health. Okay. So yes, orange is where we're going to be going in the month of April.
Mm-hmm. So Dr. Taz, tell me something. When you say that you're a fertility global, what does that mean in English? Because I don't know what that means.
Yes. I'm so glad that you asked, because sometimes it does, you know, folks be like, what you mean? She does provide fertility strategies. She does help women. Like, tell me, explain that to me. So, you know, the consulting agency that I have, we provide advice and guidance to women, not from a medical standpoint, but from a lived experience and also from the research that we do. So for those who don't know, I am a doctor of education. And so educating and empowering and providing information, research, that's me all around. And as someone who served as a dean in a university and educating for over past two decades, my goal is to ensure that individuals have the information that they need to make the decisions that they have related to their lives. Now, folks might be like, okay, education and women's health, like, how did we get there, Dr. Taz? Well, for many years, I lived in the secret shame of my infertility and pregnancy loss struggles, such that not even my family was well aware of some of the challenges that I faced. And the interesting part about this, Kenny, that I came to find out in the past 5 years is that my journey and my shame is not unique. That journey of living through that secret shame and the challenges that it had has led to where I wrote a book disclosing a lot of my journey and has since evolved into providing work around this particular topic. Since doing this, I've hosted several conferences. I provide fertility coaching. I provide consultation with businesses around some of the hidden gaps and costs related to women's health in the workplace. And so when it comes to the strategy, that's what I specialize in having organizations identify where the challenges, where the gaps are that they are not readily aware of, and providing the tools and resources and the strategies on how to navigate those.
Because you seem to have taken on a mammoth task, something that seems mammoth, right? But when you think of it in conceptualization, it's something that can be done for the betterment of everybody. And when it comes that easy, it doesn't seem like a task. It just seems like there's something that we just have to do.
Listen, Kenny, there are folks who ask me all the time, Jazz, like, how you do this and how you do that? And I'll tell you, I have to say that it's the passion, one. But two, I think it's the assignment and the purpose that God has placed on my life for this season that has led to me being able to execute at the level I have.
Now, Dr. Taz, when you talk about the level of execution, do you find that you have more women that will ask the question? Is it a more frequently asked question? How do you do it once they realize what it is that you do? Because some people see fertility and they automatically think, oh, that's a woman thing. But it affects communities. It affects the husband. And sometimes, based on the research that I've seen, Mm-hmm. 70% of the issue is male.
So interesting that you should bring up the male factor. We'll get to that part. But in terms of the women who approach me, it has come from a cross section of individuals. I'm talking from teenagers who like, Dr. Jones, tell me what you say again. Like, what? The pain I have with my period, that ain't regular. To our Gen Z who are in the workplace and trying to navigate, you know, how do they show up when they are challenged with PCOS? To women who are trying to also have a family and they are each month experiencing their pregnancy negative. To those who are now entering menopause and like, what's happening here? Like, explain this to me. So the cross section of the conversations that have met me in my DMs, in my email, have truly crossed over many topics that we do not openly talk enough about. Now, we have been moving the needle. I can share with you, you know, since coming forward with my book and also through some of the events that I've hosted, more people are starting to say, you know what? Me too. I can't sit in the shadows of this. And I think the more we have these conversations, which I'm so glad you're doing that with us even this evening, the more individuals are coming to realize that, you know what, you're not alone in this. And there is hope for what you're going through.
And that's I think that's what's key. There's hope and there's a way to find the resolution for it.
Yes. So,
what are the biggest misconceptions women have about their reproductive health, Dr. Taz?
Oh, well, let's start with, in our culture, many times we have individuals who are experiencing, and I'll go with teenagers, who are experiencing really bad period pains. And we have normalized that so much that I can share with you a young lady who is actually going to be speaking at my event on next month. She told me she takes right now a sick day every month because of the level of pain that she has. And that's with taking prescription painkillers. I can tell you of an instance. I remember when I was in high school, a friend of mine, she had really bad period pains. And I remember her mom was called to the school because they were like, she's going to have to go home because her pain is so bad. And I remember she was in the girls' bathroom when her mom came to the school. And her mom came in that bathroom and she slapped up and like, girl, what's wrong with you? Get it together. Everybody's up period. Everybody's up pain. What's wrong with you?
Right.
I can still remember that day as clear as yesterday. And that we talking, I can say how much years, but you know, we talking years ago, right? We talking some time ago. And we normalize that that's what should be. And it's not so.
It's not so.
When you have young girls who are having debilitating menstrual cycles, there is an underlying issue that needs to be looked at. And those are issues that if they're not addressed, they can unfortunately lead to infertility.
Wow, Dr. Daz. So tell me something, Dr. Daz, right? Mm. When it comes up to the conversation, because so many times we think we're having a conversation, like my mom is already gone. So I never had the menopause conversation with mommy, but I watched her go through it. I never had the hysterectomy conversation with mommy, but I knew that it happened. Mm-hmm. How do you in 2026 have the conversation with your 12-year-old? Because we think that these children don't know things, right?
They know plenty things.
But Dr. Taz, they know more than me.
They know plenty things.
You know? And so when I say this to you, how do we have the question with the 12-year-old? Because the 12-year-old will not be 12 forever. Mm-mm. How do we start?
I'll share with you. I have a 13-year-old. And I have her in the room as often as possible when I'm having these conversations.
Okay.
Whenever I'm having these conversations, sometimes we say, oh, the children, they may need to be in here to hear this. No, they need to be a part of that. And so when they ask the questions, because their minds are, they're very inquisitive and they're very intelligent, they're going to ask the questions. And then you honestly answer them and don't dismiss them because you say, oh, this beyond you. You don't got to worry about this. You know, we say, oh, you don't got to worry about this yet. You don't got to think about this yet. They're growing. And, you know, for a very long time, we always used to hear, man, just keep your leg closed so you don't get pregnant.
Yes, that's right? What we heard. That's what we heard.
Keep your leg closed and you don't got nothing to worry about. Finish school and keep your leg closed. But what we did not talk about is if you are experiencing challenges, maybe you're missing period. That's another one. I was speaking with a young lady today. She was like, boy, I remember when one of my friends was missing a period. And I was like, boy, I want to miss my period too. So I got to deal with this.
Wow.
A teenager should not be missing their period.
Right.
If they're not pregnant.
How do we talk to them about safe sex? How do we talk to them about sex? Because that's a part of it as well.
Listen, Kenny,
tell me.
We need to go into our schools. We need to go into our youth groups. We need to go into all of these civic groups that have even young girl associations and get into the conversation. Let's not hide behind the veil of this ain't too much. And I have to applaud. There are some organizations that are doing this right now. I see like the AKAs, they have the Young Pearls, Dignified Girls Project. You know, they do some work that's led by Philippa Dean Administration, and also PADS and of the kind for girls. And they usually have an annual event where they invite the school girls together. We need to have more of these so that we, again, can normalize these things as it relates to their health and things that they may experience later in life. Like, don't wait till, like, the 22-year-old who was in the meeting I was in just this morning. She was like, I mean, never thought about this, Dr. Daz.
Wow.
I never even thought I could have probably had issues. And when I heard about PCOS and my friend was missing a period, I was saying, I wish that was me.
Because she had no clue.
She had no clue. And now she was recently diagnosed with PCOS, but due to other classic symptoms related to that. And she's thinking she has no hope. Because again, there's a lot of misinformation out there. She's like, I don't know if I can be able to have any children because I have PCOS. I like the devil is a liar.
Exactly.
Don't be misinformed out here.
Exactly.
There are women who have PCOS who have gone on to have successful pregnancies. In fact, the executive director for the PCOS Challenge, the National Foundation of the PCOS Challenge out of the U.S., Mrs. Sasha Audie, she will be in Nassau next month. She's been here for the last 2 years at the conference that we host at Atlantis, and she will be back. And she will be bringing her resources and her tools and strategies related to women who experience PCOS and her organization. We're talking over 55,000 members worldwide. All right? This isn't just a Bahamas issue. And so when individuals are walking through this and thinking they're alone, baby girl, you aren't alone. And there's so much out there to help you.
Amazing. Dr. Taz, we are going questions from our text line and we need to get to those. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Kenny's Corner. I'm your host, Kendanique Delaville, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You try to rest, roll with the best. for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweet.
Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting, 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 dropping
it. Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Taz, we are back. We are back, Dr. Taz. This is Kenny's Corner, and we're having our fertility conversation today. We're talking with Dr. Taz, and she's giving us some information on what global fertility really, really means. Dr. Taz, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome, 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 Dr. Taz. So this next question, Dr. Taz, comes, I'm going to go directly to our questions because they've been coming in hot and heavy. Kenny and Dr. Taz, you asked the girls about sex early. What about the boys? I have 5 boys. What is too early? And I am a single mom.
So I will share with you. I will use my household as an example. I have twin 11-year-old boys who just turned 11. And we have started to have the conversation about what is sex. Educating our children before somebody else does is extraordinarily important. Their bodies are already beginning to change. And if you don't do it, if you don't broach the conversation about all the other private parts, and don't get me wrong, they're going to get to where their class is going to cover the biology and the parts of the body and everything else. But they need to know how it functions and the purpose of it and what it does.
I think,
you know,
think,
my boys need to know that they create sperm, which is used to fertilize the egg that a young woman carries in her body and actually creates a baby.
I think, Dr. Taz, for us in the Bahamas, and of course you are on the other side of the world, but for us in the Bahamas, we don't readily have the conversation about sex. What we do here is, you go on one date, you have sex that very same night, and then you have you end up in a relationship. But we don't necessarily take the time to have the conversations. Mm-hmm. And when it comes up to sex education, if your kids go to Catholic school, Anglican school, Methodist, public school, what type of sex education is being had? So the responsibility is really on the parents. And then there's also a fine line of what you say to them. And then what you don't say, you know, it's such a very, very fine line. Kenny, many parents feel uncomfortable or unprepared. How can they move past the fear and start the conversation in a healthy way? I know this is not really what you're talking about today, but I heard you mention that with the doctor. Can you answer that, please?
What's the question again? Say the question.
The question was, many parents feel uncomfortable or unprepared, mm-hmm. how can they move past that fear mm-hmm. and start mm-hmm. the conversation mm-hmm. in a healthy way?
Mm-hmm. So a parent who is fearful of having the conversation needs to be fearful of what happens when they don't have the conversation. You see, the consequence of not having the having the conversation will be so much greater, and it could actually cost your child's life. You see, there are so many different diseases that are out there. And so if you take into account what the risk is for your child to be uneducated on these topics, that will help, in my opinion, to eradicate some of the fears. Because that is greater. That is okay. So much greater.
Okay. All right. Dr. Taz, this is another question. Are Caribbean women facing unique challenges when it comes to fertility and healthcare access?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's good. You know what? I'm going to say yes. Yes.
Why?
I'm going to speak specifically to the Bahamas. So, you know, we started at the beginning of the call speaking about Orange and the month of April, you know, bringing in National Fertility Awareness, which only just was recently signed by the Office of the Prime Minister to have that month, Fertility Awareness Month in the Bahamas. So we're beginning to, we just now begin to scratch the surface with having more of these conversations to empower our communities. And as it relates to the barriers that exist within the Bahamas and the Caribbean, we have right now, and I'm about to pull the lid off, Kenny, I hope you're ready, because a lot of folks don't realize this. And I had a conversation with an insurance carrier this morning, but there are many insurance providers, unfortunately, who deny the prenatal care coverage. Hear me now. The prenatal care coverage, because it is excluded from plans for women who conceive by a fertility treatment.
How is that possible?
It's on the papers that they have in black and white. And I'll tell you, the person I was speaking to who was at this particular insurance firm, they were scratching their head like, that can't be for real. I said, how many insurance providers do you need me to pull up that I've seen this for?
Wow. That's impressive.
And so what you have right now are women who are challenged with having natural conception, if we may say, right? We say conceive via sex, where they have to go and get medical assistance to have their families. And what you have, unfortunately, is once they have gotten past that point and they're having to pay out of pocket for that, because there aren't no fertility benefits, right? They're having to pay out of pocket already for that, that once they have finally become pregnant, when they're now going to get their prenatal care services with their doctor, they're finding out that.
Wow. So that's a whole other avenue that we have to look at.
That's a barrier right there. And for countries like the Bahamas who have a declining population, when we take a look at our census data, we should not be having any kind of barriers as it relates to the prenatal care of our generations to come. We can't afford to do that.
Well, Dr. Taz, we have a task ahead of us then. Dr. Taz, you're coming to town when? What is your next big event?
Listen, so we're talking April, right? And I know you're saying come to town. People may be saying, well, Dr. Taz, where's she at? What's going on? So I'm home every month. Let's put that on record, right? Put a stamp on that. I am home every month. But I do operate in two places. And in the month of April, we are getting ready to host the third annual Fertility Empowerment International Conference. This is an event where we are about to, again, I would say pull and peel all the layers back as we empower women, couples, families, and businesses on how to navigate the conversations and issues related to women's health.
So, Dr. Taz, who all needs to be in this room?
I'll first start with those who are trying to build their family. Those individuals who are seeking hope, needing knowledge, trying to figure out the next step. Maybe they were just recently, you know, maybe for the last couple of months, they've been struggling to conceive. They've been getting the negative pregnancy every month. Like, I don't know what to do. It's a mother whose daughter been skipping periods, but she didn't tell you, mommy, I ain't had sex. And you're trying to make that make sense. You need to be in the room. For the employer who have a workforce. And I'll tell you, most of our organizations in the Bahamas, the workforce are more than 50% women. The HR leaders
are women.
And the business leaders, y'all need to be in the room. Y'all need to be in the room.
How do we get in the room, Dr. Taz? Tell us how we're getting in the room.
Listen, I'm going to need you to go to fertilityempowerment.org. Fertilityempowerment.org. And when you get there, you're going to find all of the information related to how to get in the space.
Dr. Taz, how much are the tickets? Talk to us about the ticket cost.
All right. So the tickets for general admission is $197, and for VIP is $237. Now, someone said, well, what's the difference between the VIP? Well, we have on the first evening a Meet the Doctors mixer. And during that time, we're also going to have a closed-door session where those who register as VIP will actually have some private time with the doctors that we will have present. And when I tell you we have doctors and experts, I'm talking the best of the best. One of our keynote speakers is Dr. Zahar Mary. And he is the lead, actually, Doctors Hospital has brought him in to also lead the new IVF clinic that they have opened. And he has done a stem cell research where women, many who are over the age of 40, who thought, you know, the door didn't close with them, mm-hmm. they are able to rejuvenate their own ovaries using their own, able to conceive their own biological child. You hear me?
I hear you.
So when I said we have the experts, we have folks like Dr. Mikhail Higgins, who many women, when they have fibroids, think their only option based on some of the things they've been told is that they have to have a hysterectomy or a partial hysterectomy.
Yes.
That's a lie. Another misconception.
Another one.
You know, I know people in my family who had, you know, hysterectomy and they lay up for weeks afterwards.
Wow.
The procedure that he now does
so
is very
Taz,
innovative.
Even today, when it comes up to...
I lost you there, Kenny. Say again. Did I lose you? I'm not hearing you, Kenny.
Over serving thee.
All right. We are back. Of course, you know, we're prone to some technical difficulties every so often. And so let us go back to those questions, Dr. Taz. But Dr. Taz, is there a promo that we could possibly use if we want to get involved with this conference that's coming yes. to the Bahamas?
Yes.
Tell us what we're to do.
Listen, when you go to fertilityempowerment.org, you click to the site where when you go to check out for your ticket, just enter the code WOMEN. Just enter WOMEN. And we have a special offer that we're providing this week. Just this week. Don't miss this week. Where individuals
this week. Just Be specific, Dr. Taz.
This weekend and on Good Friday. When you say the Lord, when you hear Jesus say it is finished on Friday, it is finished.
It is done.
So this week, the promo code to use is WOMEN. We want to, you know, recognize women from this past month of March, but also as we step into the month of fertility awareness, to give them that special offer. We want to provide access as much as possible. I also want to share that we have a fertility grant. You hear me? We're giving out a grant to any woman who is going through, and it doesn't matter if it's for them trying to go for IVF, or if it's for lab testing, or if it's for medication. Like, you can use the grant towards any of your medical services that you need for whatever the woman's health issue it is that we're going to be giving at this particular conference. And if you think that's good enough, Kenny, let me tell you, we ain't done yet, because we have sponsors like Focal who are backing us, and they have even given us gas vouchers.
Ooh. We like the gas, Dr. Taz.
Gas vouchers, because you know this is the season we in right now. I'm like, they couldn't give me a better thing for my people for giveaways. We have several gas vouchers that we're giving away. We also have we even have an airline ticket giveaway.
I think I want that. I want it, Dr. Taz.
I'm just saying, we don't want this to just be another event. We want our, and we're trying to make access, because somebody may need to travel to get their treatment done. And so this even brings you into Florida. Let me just say that I ain't called airline yet, because we still working outside into Florida if you need to.
Good. I love that, Dr. Taz. I like the fact that you reach across the aisleway and you have the conversations. That's what's most important. I think a lot of times we miss the connectivities because we don't ask the right questions. Mm-hmm, like you and I met at a conference. Had I not met me, what would have happened? So connection is very important. Relationships and connections are
very
important.
Very intentional and very important.
And my word for 2026 is intentional.
Yes. So,
let me ask this next question coming in from our text line. In a world where kids are exposed to so much online, how can parents stay ahead and ensure that their children are getting accurate and healthy information? I have two girls. Maybe this is an opportunity for this particular woman. Mom, clearly you're listening. So maybe Dr. Taz's event is an opportunity for you to bring your two daughters too. Text me back really quickly and tell me how old they are, please, so I can tell Dr. Taz. But Dr. Taz, in a world where kids are exposed to so much online, how can parents stay ahead of the curve? What is your food for thought for that?
Have the conversation. Have the conversation. Don't be so busy that you don't talk to your children. And I get it. We have a lot going on as parents. I mean, every day is a lot happening, but we have to be intentional and setting that time aside and having the conversations that we don't necessarily feel comfortable in having. But I'll tell you, growth happens not just for yourself as a parent, but also for your child when you have those uncomfortable conversations, because they are necessary. Because their friends having it, you know, their friends, they talking about it, trust me, text messages, so Dr. I know.
Dr. Taz, you gotta be in these cell phones, you have to know what's
listen
going on.
y'all play like, oh, I want to check my child's phone because okay
or I understand fully. Dr. Taz, if you could change one thing globally about how women's health is approached, what would it be?
for us not to ignore the signs.
But Dr. Taz, you have so many things going on. You
have so much.
You have to try to pay these bills. You have to keep the child school work. How do you not get sidetracked, Dr. Taz?
I know. But your life, your future generation, your legacy depends on you not ignoring the signs. And I'm just speaking to you all. I'm speaking to myself too. This life we live is not a dress rehearsal.
No.
It's not. But I'll tell you, if you are one who's showing up to work and you bleeding through your skirt during your cycle, sweetie, you need to go and get that checked out. If you're one who going to school and you missing periods and you know you ain't doing nothing that could cause you to be pregnant, like, you need to go and get that checked out. If you feel that little lump and you know that ain't been there last month, don't wait, say, you know, I can wait till I have, you know, the money or whatever. Let me tell you, your life depends on you going to the doctor and having that checked out. Nobody else can do it. We educate people on how to advocate for themselves.
You have to be an advocate and to ask the right questions.
And ask the right questions. When you show up to a doctor's office, like, don't be trying to, like, figure it out. And if you need to call me, if you need to set up a consultation, like, if you need some coaching along what that should look like, let's set up the call. I have even virtually went in the doctor's office with some of the participants in my program. Just to let you know, I have went in, like, they've taken the phone in their room and be like, hey, I have my fertility coach on the line. She's going to be in. She just want to listen in, you know, and depending on what they say, I just say, you may want to ask them about X, Y, Z. Because sometimes you need, maybe you just are struggling with the words or what to say, and you need somebody to go with you. Take somebody with you, a family member, a friend.
No,
or bring me in virtually. You can do that.
Now, Dr. Taz, you say that you are a fertility coach, right?
Yes.
But tell me something. Fertility struggles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fertility struggles can be emotionally draining. How can women navigate what is mentally and emotionally toiling for them?
Now, Kenny, we're getting personal because you're talking my story, right?
Dr. Taz, I need you to break it down, Dr. Taz. Yeah. Dr. Taz, Kenny's Corner is where we have the conversation. Yeah. Because a lot of, we pretend well in this society, you know. We lie very well. And we pretend, I have this child. Mm-hmm. No, you did not. Mm-hmm. Let's have the conversation. Let us talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's break it down.
So, Kenny, you know, for me and my husband, we met when we were in high school.
Yes.
Well, we was friends back then. We went on to COB, which is now UB. And my husband is the eldest of five. See? I never see nobody I know dealing with not being able to have children. So when we decided that I had the schedule laid out. You know, we go to Europe, like, and when we come back, we then buy the townhouse, we then got the new car.
You had a plan.
What? Okay. Look here, when you read my book, people can think I joke. I'm telling you, I had a timetable laid out. And now we can have the baby. And then when we come, we can make the baby announcement. And this is when the shower can be. Like, I had my life planned out. And like many young women today, because it's even more prevalent, I didn't even get into the statistics yet. But like many young women today, I was blindsided. I was caught off guard because this conversation was never had regarding the potential of me having fertility challenges. I didn't see it. But here's real talk now, Kenny. I was going through my infertility challenges. When my book came out, a group of my friends, after I did do the book tour, I remember we had just left the Black Food Shop on Robinson Road where I did a reading. And we went to Acropolis. I mean, I say this like yesterday. And the group of us are sitting at the table and they're saying, what has the newspaper article come out? Oh, this is so good that you're sharing. You can help so many women. Yada, yada, yada. my little core circle, right? My little core circle. As we're sitting there, we're wrapping up. One of them say, hey, y'all, I got something to tell y'all. And I'm thinking now, she's about to tell me and tell us about her getting maybe a new car or a new house or something, you know, related to that. Because, you know, her husband is doing the most, you know. And we waiting for her to drop those news.
Right.
She then proceeds to say, you know, I see how Ta has then dropped this book and she was really bold and coming out and now we all know, yada, yada, yada. I think it's time I let you all know that I conceived my children via IVF too.
Wow.
Everybody about a table drop like, what? I talk in my core circle, you know. And here's what even is more mind-boggling. She dropped me home that night. And I'm sitting in the car, like, we both, like, our kids the same age. You mean to tell me both you and I were struggling and suffering in silence the same time?
Simultaneously.
The same time. And because of the shame, because of the lack of the conversation, we did not feel that we were safe enough to disclose that with each other. That's a serious thing, you know. And Kenny, when I say this is not unique, I have women in my DMs all the time. I have women who went through my program, my masterclass programs that I have. I do it now 4 times a year. And the story is the same. We have to do more and we have to do better. And hence the theme for, and the reason why we're doing it, we're talking about for our future, you know, our future generations, for our legacy. The theme for the month of April is for our future.
For our future.
For our future. Awareness, action, and access. Get the word out there. And your platform, I thank you tonight for allowing this for us to increase the awareness around this conversation. We have to act. Can't just come to know about this. We need to call our employer and be like, hey, you see the insurance plan we have? I know we're getting ready to look at our benefits again. What we could do to get this change? Can we call our provider? We have to act. And we have to provide access. We have individuals within our family islands. I'm thinking of one of our teachers right now who recently had a pregnancy loss. My God. You understand me?
I understand fully.
And the challenge that she had, like, I am of the belief that if there was more resources and accessibility to the care that she needed on the island where she's at,
it would have been different.
It may have been different. I ain't gonna say it would have been different, but I say it may have provided access for a little, maybe a different alternative to her story and her journey. And I'll tell you, for whoever listening, our people, like the clients I work with in Exuma and Elutra and Andras and Abaco, I speak in Grand Bahama, they don't want to come into Nassau. They don't want to come to Nassau. they're like, Dr. Tass, who you got? Who you know? Who we can talk to over the phone for such and such? And I'd be like, man, I can tell you some things you would have to come. They don't want to come.
Oh boy, we have to change. We have to change that narrative, though, Dr. Tass.
I know.
We have to change that narrative.
But access, awareness, action, access. And guess what? This has to be powered by every voice. We have that as a tagline to this, powered by every voice. We need every man. We need every woman, every business leader. We need each HR leader. We need our CEOs. We need our doctors. We need our pastors. Let me not forget our faith leaders. We need our pastors. And by the way, to put in a plug right here, we will be at Bahamas Harvest on April 12th.
What's happening on April 12th?
April 12th. So a whole month, we bring in awareness. So we're having a church service. We're going to be recognizing the month of April and fertility awareness at Bahamas Harvest on that Sunday, April 12th, before we actually have the conference, which is scheduled on April 16th and 17th.
Okay.
We have
a caller, mm-hmm. Dr. Tass.
Yes.
Caller, go ahead, please.
Yes, good evening, Kenny and Dr. Tass.
Yes.
Yeah, you say you needed everybody, right, Dr. Taj?
Yes.
Yeah, well, can I join? I just wanted to say something. You know, I have my oldest daughter is going to be 27 in June, right? And so I remember doing the plandemic, right? And so I just wanted to just ask a question and get a quick response. You know, given the fact that you're saying it is both male and females as relate to fertility, right? Mm-hmm. And so we know that spermatozoans don't count globally as being decreasing, right? Mm-hmm. We have anti-androgynous, you know, we're being attacked on all fronts. I mean, and so, you know, maybe if the medical community, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, the foods we consume, the products we put on, something is attacking us because the facts are there that fertility, as far as sperm out is doing, production, et cetera, is being decreased, right? It's known, right? It's a fact, right? Throughout the world. And so during the pandemic, my daughter and a few females that I knew, my daughter didn't take the vaccine, but some other females that I knew, they saw some deviations in their menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. I was doing my own reading. I always reading, but I became aware of a hormone-like substance called prostaglandins.
What does that say again?
You know.
No, you're going to have to educate me now. Don't forget, I'm a doctor of education. Right? So I don't have all the medical terms. That's why I have the doctors. We have several doctors that are going to be at the conference speaking to some of the medical terminology. But please do share.
I just wanted to share this because females need to know this because I have daughters. What I'm saying is the diet plays a role in the anti-inflammatory response. And so prostaglandins is a hormone-like substance produced by the uterine during menstrual cycle. So the diet in itself, because I asked the question, this is the question I asked, does diet play a role in painful menstrual and prostaglandin production or response?
Absolutely.
And so it's because I had already read some literature. And what it says is they're directly responsible. It talks about dairy foods and spicy foods causing a more inflammatory response in females in their menstrual cycle. Because my daughter was saying the exact same thing that this lady, you said this child was going through. And so it's actually diet and it can be external factors. And so, you know, I don't want females to be discouraged and then they go, everybody seems to be on the trend where they go and take pregnancy drugs that produces the human chorionic gonadotropin, what they call birth control. And so then... That seems to be the norm with young ladies now. You know, I have young female friends, and I'm just saying it seems to be the norm with them. Like, what is the effect of that? You know, I just end up and listen because it's like they're on a bird strike. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Give thanks. Yeah.
Yes. You know, Kenny, your caller has really brought up some very important points. One, he spoke to our young women who are being prescribed birth control. So sometimes. I say, in my opinion, again, I'm not knocking the NAM Medical Society because we have some amazing doctors throughout the Bahamas and throughout the world. But, you know, a pill sometimes don't be what's necessary. We have to get to the root of the cause of the problem. And in some cases, as your caller has mentioned, it is the diet. You know, with endometriitis for a very long time, every time before it was like time for me to get an IVF cycle, it's like doc was like, no, we can't go. You got your uterus lining is inflamed. And during that time, I remember I made the decision to actually come off of meat, you know, chicken. And I'll tell you, when I came off the chicken, when I came off the dairy, those were the months when I would be tested, when they would have my biopsy and it would come back normal. Mm-hmm. Now, no doctor has made that direct correlation for me. And I speak to the fact in my book that I'm not trying to put no medical diagnosis out here. But in my case, as has been in many of the individuals I have supported, we have found that there has been a link to the dietary aspects of their fertility journey. And for the conference, we actually have some of the experts coming in to speak specifically to the nutrition element. It's not just about the drugs. It's not just about the drugs. Drugs are well, and they have their place. We need to make sure we put everything in its place. But there is also the opportunity for us to look at some of the natural benefits and things that we could do within our diet to help our journey.
Dr. Taz, we are rounding out to the last few minutes, but I will ask this question of you. Can you please reiterate the information on when the conference is? yes. the cost of the conference, your website, all of the relevant information as it's related to your conference. Yes. And then I have a closing question for you that is coming from my text line.
Yes. So yes, the month of April is now National Fertility Awareness Month in the Bahamas via a signed proclamation by the Office of the Prime Minister. And we are going to have several events. So on April Bahamas Harvest, please follow us online. I will share that in just a moment. But we invite you to join us in worship as we, you know, pray for those that are going through the journey, those who are in need of hope. Then on April 16th and 17th, starting on the 16th at 6 p.m., we're going to have our opening ceremony and meet the doctor's mixer at Atlantis Resort. Yes, we're going over the bridge, y'all. And at that event, we're going to have an amazing time and you want to be in the room. On the 17th, that Friday, the next day, we're going to start at 9 a.m. sharp. And we not only will have the conference with our doctors, our CEO, we have some, I'm going to tell you, the insurance people are going to be there. The business leaders are going to be there. There is going to be giveaways, but even more so, there's going to be the information and the facts related to your health as a woman that you want to be in the room for. And our men, we got a specific men's panel just for you. So on April 17th, we're going to have the conference and a health expo. Several providers will be in the room providing information. So our health expo and conference, that's going to be April 17th. Now, how do you get in? You want to go to fertilityempowerment.org. Again, that's fertilityempowerment.org. And or follow me on social media. I invite you to find me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Taz. That's doctor spelled all the way out. DocTorTazz. Again, that's Dr. Taz. And you'll find all the information that you want there as well. You can also reach us on WhatsApp. Take this number down. Don't lose it. It's simple. 827-TAZZ. T-A-Z-Z. That's now, you can't find the letters on your phone. That's 827-8299. Okay, myself or my team members, we will respond to your WhatsApp messages within 24 hours or less with additional details. But as we mentioned, we're giving all the guests that are listening tonight and for the rest of this week, we have a promo going on that you don't want to miss, a promo sale. We want to make sure we provide accessibility using the promo code WOMEN, W-O-M-E-N. So use that promo code when you go to the website and or when you reach out to us on WhatsApp at 827-8299. We will give you information on how to get that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Taz. And this is our final question for the evening. What is your final message to women who may feel discouraged mm-hmm. or uncertain about their fertility journey?
Honey, there's hope. There's hope. And I know sometimes it looks like all is lost. I've been there. I have experienced and I've walked the journey of really dark pain, even to one point where I asked God if he has forgotten me. But let me tell you, he has said in his word that your life is engraven on the hands of his palm, the palm of his hands. And you know, you can't erase something that's engraven. And so because your life is engraved on God's hand, he has a plan just for you. So there is hope. I invite you to reach out, find me on social media, send me a DM or call me. Let's see what we need to do and look at with regards to your journey, because God is not finished with you yet.
Dr. Taz, you've said it. Ladies that are listening, let a friend know, text a friend, WhatsApp a friend, inbox a friend, call a friend and let them know that Dr. Taz has issued an edict and you should all be in the space and time. If you have say that you have an issue, but you want some company, there will be women there to hold your hand and walk you through the process as well. You don't have to say anything. Just walk into the room. You will be taken care of. Go online, process your payment, do whatever has to be done, but be in the space. Dr. Taz, thank you so much for agreeing to be on show today. Ladies and gents, thank you so very, very much for listening. This has been another inspiring and informative opportunity for us this evening. This is Kenny's Corner. I am your host, Mrs. Kendanique Delaveau. We're here on Guardian 96.9 every Tuesday. enjoy your Lent and remember the reason for Lent. Be mindful of other people and their situations. It costs you nothing to be kind. It costs you nothing to be the type of person to somebody else that you'd want someone to be to you. So this is Holy Week, and let's be mindful of that. And so, ladies and gents, within the sound of my voice, I bid you good night and a very blessed Holy Week.
Women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again.